T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Winter fast approaching. Some medical experts say they're worried about another COVID wave. There are signs of it happening now in the UK, and those experts say that usually means that we're going to be next.
Yeah, things have been quiet here in California with cases and the number of people in the hospital on the decline. But for how long? And will we need to go back to restrictions and those masks? Dr. Monica Gandhi is back with us. She's an infectious disease physician at UC San Francisco. Doctor, thanks for being back with us. Always enjoy it. So where are we now? It looks like the numbers are good for California, but as we just said, the numbers might be going in the wrong direction in the UK. We tend to follow, right, by normally a few weeks what happens there. What's your take on all of this?
You know, I think it depends on what we mean by going in the wrong way in terms of cases versus hospitalizations. So to put it really clearly, cases and hospitalizations absolutely used to track at the beginning of the pandemic, not one-on-one, but when cases would go up, hospitalizations would go up because we didn't have any immunity in our population. Then with the Delta variant, in places like California that had high rates of vaccination, we saw that cases went up with Delta, but our hospitalizations were very manageable because we had so much immunity because we did a great job vaccinating. Then what we see with Omicron? With the Omicron variant, also, we continue to have high rates of vaccination. By this time, a lot of people are getting natural immunity from Omicron. And some of our hospitalizations were misclassified, probably around 67 to 70%, because we'd swab everyone in the hospital. So we'd think they were hospitalized for COVID, but actually it was that they had it in their nose, but they were there for something else. We really saw that coming out with Omicron. And now places like LA County, USC is really reporting 90% of their hospitalizations are likely not there for COVID. And we're doing really well in terms of our severe disease. So it depends. Cases are going to go up if we get new variants. There's a BA.2.75. There's other variants that happened in India, but the hospitalizations didn't go up. And so I'm hoping our severe disease will stay low. And we're always going to have cases, unfortunately, because it's really hard. Well, it's impossible to get rid of COVID.
Yeah. Are you surprised we haven't seen new variants yet? And it's been these like Omicron subvariants?
I think that's a great question. There was a Stat News article in May of 2022 where they said, you know what, this virus is actually not changing as much as it used to. We haven't seen a whole new variant. It's actually showing more predictable patterns like we used to see with flu where there are little changes. And so these are all Omicron subvariants, exactly like you said. That's a good sign. We haven't seen Sigma or Delta, you know, Zeta, or, you know, we haven't seen big shifts, because that's what happens when a lot of the population is immune.
You know, I'm also wondering, I mentioned earlier that we, in the past, we would kind of track pretty closely to the experience in the UK, but we've parted companies, have we not, with the UK in the booster vaccines. Their Omicron tweaked booster is not the same this time as the one available to the US.
Yes. So they have a BA.1 bivalent vaccine. So it's that original Omicron subvariant that we saw starting back in November. You know, Thanksgiving Day was the first day we saw it. And they have just stuck with that booster, and they're recommending it for older people, probably because the boosters work great for older people. We have to remember we can get our antibodies up temporarily with any formulation, but it's those T cells and B cells, those that cellular immunity that's keeping us safe from severe disease. And so same with, so the UK just stuck with that BA.1 bivalent. They're recommending it more for older people. Here we have the BA.4, BA.5 bivalent, which, to be fair, BA.5 is the most common circulating one, but in maybe 3 months, we'll have another subvariant. But the boosters work, vaccines work, and that's what's so profound about our California, that we really have high rates of vaccination.
Dr. Monica Gandhi, infectious disease physician, UC San Francisco. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.